Stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. And we've lowered prices. You can save 15% or more on hundreds of items like Thomas Mini Bagels, Campbell's SpaghettiOs, and more. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. Branjo says, dang, Zane, did somebody piss on your couch or something? Yeah. Nick says $5,000 needs to be for people who pay more than $5,000 a year in taxes. Okay, I like that. So if you're some asshole who barely makes any fucking money and doesn't pay any taxes, you shouldn't get it. I like that. Bob says, if I get a free $5,000, it's getting spent on guns and ammunition and possibly a motorcycle scooter. I just got a bill yesterday that I... my daughter goes to the doctor's like every other day. So I got a, what is the, I'm going to figure out the math here. $10,288.55 times 0.80. Yeah. It's $10,288.55 bill. Insurance pays for 80% of that. And I am left with $2,173.28. When I see that bill, I am thankful. I really am. I just have to get her to, like, let go of the idea that if she gets a hangnail, that she needs a full body MRI and a colonoscopy and endoscopy and a brain PET scan. I need to talk her out of that because, you see, she makes her own medical decisions, of course. So I don't find out about these things until, like, much later. And I'm like, well, okay, you had all this work done? What? Well, what did the doctor say? Oh, yeah, I'm fine. Everything's fine. Fit as a fiddle. I go, well, yeah, it's because you're a child. I know I'm going to get the comment, why do you pay her bills? She's a student, fuckface. That's the way it goes. When you're a parent, you plan for these things. That's how it should be. And one day, I have made this very clear to these three, Jim, Jack, Maddie. I'm being taken care of. I don't give a shit if each of you gets 4 months a year. I'm being taken care of. Yoda Whirl is here. He says, I worked my way through school. I wouldn't recommend it. What do you mean? I mean, you worked every day? Well, who doesn't? Everyone works. What the fuck is that? Yoda World heard about this show through the world famous Who Are These Broadcasters with Christian Blatt, which happens today live on the Who Are These Podcasts YouTube channel. You can get it at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. A full day of podcasting for easy. This show, Patreon show, Who Are These Broadcasters? And then tonight, a basketball game. At some point in all of that, I have to do P90X. If I keep working, there is potential I could be under 180 in about 10 days. If I don't have any slip-ups. Aram says there is a solid chance that the NFK is going to be taking care of me. I don't think so. He's much older than I am. but I guess it's possible. All right. I do want to get after some of my amazing partners that help make this podcast free. David says, easy, I sent you a link to another plane story for this week. All right, I might get to that one on the Patreon. Now, I have plans today to get that Patreon done prior to who are these broadcasters at 2 p.m. So this might be a super early Patreon day. That is the plan, unless I get derailed. We had some very interesting content on yesterday's Patreon, which I don't even want to tease in the event that sensitive ears are hearing. But I have an update for you on Patreon, for those of you who paid attention. And I will update it and start from the beginning for those who don't know. But it's a little bit of drama, I think. As always, this show originates in the Impact Power Sports Studio. Online at ImpactPowerSportsMI.com. Go there, shop for an ATV, UTV, snowmobile, golf cart, whether a Yamaha golf cart or an Easy Go golf cart. They have a vast selection there. And you can visit them in person online at, on 14 Mile Road in beautiful Rockford, Michigan. The accountant of choice is Tag Accounting. Call, no matter where you are in the U.S., 616-301-9516. So I've been working with Tag, which is my accountant's initials. Troy Anthony Ginzer, or Troy Andrew Ginzer, or Troy Allen Ginzer. I don't know his middle name. Anyway, he's the best of the best, and he can shoot it from beyond the three-point line. He is also the guy behind my business. He takes care of all my business stuff, payroll. And if you have a business and you want to get have somebody take care of your books or your payroll, whatnot, Troy Ginzer is the guy from Tag Accounting. Call 616-301-9516, no matter where you are in the U.S., and he can get you started today. If it's just your personal tax return, you'll upload it to his online portal. And even if you're far away from Troy, you'll be known. He'll let you know what day and time your tax preparation will be. And then he does it while you are remotely waiting. And if he has a question, he'll call you. And then a couple days later, the money is in your account. Congrats. Tag Accounting, online at tagcpa.net. I also have a licensed independent insurance agent slash broker named Frank Fuss, who has massive biceps. When you go to buyinsurancehere.com, that's the place you go. It's a landing spot for you to enter in your information, name, address, phone number. There's a spot. Why do you want to reach out to Frank? Your options could be healthcare.gov or the marketplace. Could be Social Security planning. Could be Medicare questions. Some of you might be getting ready for that if you're getting ready to retire, or maybe someone you know or love. Could be life insurance. He takes care of all of these things. So just reach out to Frank at buyinsurancehere.com. That's buyinsurancehere.com. Okay, I like to stress this from time to time. If you want to advertise on this free podcast, I can always find a space for you. I have a lot of great local sponsors and national sponsors on this show. But there's always room for more. There's always room for Jell-O and sponsors. So send me an email, eric@ericzaneshow.com, and I can set you up with how we do it. And anybody can get in, honestly. There is no budget that's too small. I can get you in on some type of marketing plan on the Eric Zane Show podcast. I'll put you in front of thousands of audio listeners each and every week. Not only audio, but on my live streams on Twitch, Facebook, and YouTube. All right. Like there, Shoreliners Striping. They just signed up for another year. Thank you to them. TC Paintball, awesome. Reach out, Eric, at ericzaneshow.com. I just saw something online of a, I think some guy was getting creative with how he was going to get drugs into the country. He was going to Amsterdam from Colombia. And before he left from Colombia to Amsterdam, he was given a supply of drugs to transport to Amsterdam, thinking he could avoid detection. Now, in countries like this, this is a cottage industry. Being a drug mule, seriously, that's some serious cash. Did you ever see that movie with Clint Eastwood called The Mule? I loved that movie. That might have been a true story, based on a true story. Well, anyway, this guy is a mule. So he goes and gets the drugs from whomever. And all he has to do is get them into Amsterdam. And the people who are handling him said, all right, we got a great idea for you to get the drugs in. What's up? Okay. I haven't yet said it. There's video of the drug enforcement authorities busting the guy. Let's take a look. I'm just going to play it, and then we'll talk about it as it unfolds. It starts out with a pair of scissors, and it looks like the dude's getting, like, a haircut. But no, that's a toupee. And you guessed it. They put a ton of cocaine under the toupee. So now this guy has to get this not a King's Room barbershop haircut as they remove the drugs from his fucking head. This guy's covered up his face. That's not drugs. If you're the people that do this for a living, you probably have seen this before with this trick. Yeah, I don't know what the fuck they do the test right there, you know. Put the material onto the little thing there, and it turns blue. And then, wouldn't surprise me if this guy winds up dead, but I don't think they're gonna show that. Now, this is like the perp walk thing. The guy's busted. Now, isn't it true though that in Colombia, like all those guys that were helping with the perp walk, aren't they all drug mules too? I find it hard to believe that in Colombia that there's anyone that's actually doing the right thing. Holy shit. You ever wonder about how many lives we would save if all drugs were actually legal? You know how we have embraced cannabis in most areas of the United States? I think we need to embrace it even more, by the way, so that there's zero concern about anyone doing it illegally that could cause, because there's problems that go with that, you know? I mean, people die when it comes to drugs. Is it a really out-of-the-box way to look at it? It is a really out-of-the-box way to look at it. If you could consider for a second that it's 100% legal everywhere on the planet, and the U.S. Opens their doors to drug-producing countries and makes this, like, completely not a problem. And no one dies anymore. There's no reason for anyone to die anymore. I mean, that really is what we're shooting for, right? I mean, because People are going to do the drugs who are already doing the drugs. It's not like there's going to be all sorts of people that are, like, if they suddenly made it 1,000,000% illegal on the entire planet for me to do meth or heroin or anything, I am not going to do that. And the people who do are going to do it anyway. I mean, I could see, though, that if there was like 100% legality promoting on the podcast, hey, this is ZZ with my new sponsor, Heroin R Us. You can, if you've been heroin curious lately, I mean, I've actually said on the show, canna curious, which is cool. I don't give a fuck. I would absolutely get behind saying, hey, if you're heroin curious, you're thinking about trying some heroin, let me tell you, there's a right way to do it. Over at Heroin R Us, they've got certified heroin experts that can help you if you are hera-curious. If you're meth-curious, we've got experts there, too, that can tell you how to get started with your meth adventure today. Hey, make the trip over to Meth Distributors Incorporated and get your allotment of meth today. Mention EZ, save 10% off any meth product. I would absolutely do that in a heartbeat. I have no problem with that. I don't think the rest of the world is ready for it, but I don't give a fuck if anybody does meth or heroin. None. Now, if I had a loved one that was doing meth or heroin, you know, there's only so much you can do. And I am the perfect person to be faced with that type of issue. Like if loved one came to me and said, hey, Dad, I'm doing heroin. Jackie, so what? Aren't you going to help me? There's nothing I can do for you. What do you want me to do?
I'm addicted.
Okay. Well, go check yourself in.
What are you doing?
Well, that's the way you do it. That's the only way you can do it. It's got to be from within. I will drive you to the clinic. I will drive you to the mental health facility. Yoda World writes, new restaurant concept, Baseheads. You just show baseball, sell burgers and bumps. I think you might have to work on that joke a little bit because it was pretty horrible. I personally like more people doing the worst drugs. The fact that everybody smokes pot now is making me more tantalizing of a talent. In any realm. Like, someone could hire me for any job these days. Math teacher. And I could pull it off because the bar is so low from most people and how stupid they're making themselves by destroying their brains with cannabis use. I mean, that's what you're doing. You're killing brain cells. Come on now. Portions of this show brought to you by Green Medicine Shop. And alcohol, too. I mean, who gives a fuck? Everybody's getting drunk or high, and I'm not. So I feel like the bar is lower. You know? That's how I feel about it. I'm glad that more people are using cannabis and getting drunk at the same horrible rate. That makes me a fantastic possibility for any job realm there is. I can do anything, goddammit. If I can sit here and be as amazing as I am to 24 fucking people every day of the week, I can do anything for 2 hours nonstop. It's incredible. The talent I have is off the charts. Okay. With that bit of humbleness, I need to use the potty. All right. And I got to wrangle two dogs because they're roaming this house right now. What an absolute shit show. My God. Okay. I will be back. All right. While I was taking that pee break, I checked the email, and it seems that weight gainer Amanda is checking in. She wrote, what did she write? She wrote actually something the other day that was interesting. I wrote, I think you set yourself up for failure with all the processed food and so-called keto snacks. Prepare yourself and cut up some veggies and protein-based food instead of something that allows you to sample something super delicious and you want more of it, like what happened to you. That actually happened. Like, she was like, oh, God, I'm doing great. I'm losing weight. Oh, I'll just try some of, this keto cookie dough. And then she tried one, and then she ate 11 or 12 entire boxes of keto cookie dough. Oh, I'm losing weight. I'm eating keto cookie dough. She wrote then, breakfast, magic spoon protein cereal with Fairlife milk. All right. Snack, baby carrots and mushrooms with hummus. All right. Lunch, HMR chicken rotini. Snack, apple dipped in yogurt mixed with PB2 protein powder. Dinner tonight, an impossible burger patty with a slice of reduced fat cheese. Yasso frozen yogurt by frozen bar for dessert, usually. It's a combo of processed and non-processed. All right. I get a little concerned about those treats, though. You know? I'm not convinced with frozen yogurt bar. But I wrote, all right, that sounds good. Then later on, she sends me an image of frozen fucking cookie dough, or whatever the fuck it is. Keto cookie dough. Hey, 3.3 net carbs. And I'm like, enough. I wrote, asshole, none of that matters when you eat the whole fucking box, stupid. I would just avoid it. It's too fucked up. Why do you surround yourself with shit that is so delicious you want to eat it all? Nick says everything with a brand name still in front of it. Yeah, I think that she's not getting the idea of actually making food. I don't think she has the brain capacity to power that thought. Make a recipe. Sit down and make some fucking food. Not whatever the fuck. Magic spoon protein cereal. And stupid frozen yogurt bars. Nick says put raw material together and make fucking food. Chris says a lot of that stuff has sugar alcohols. And there's a lot of stuff saying that that can be harmful if had a lot. Yeah, you're going to be better off if you make some food, sister. But I don't know if you have the brain capacity to do that. Like, I think Jeremy does because he's a boy. But it's clear that, and when it comes to fat-a-thon, that the guy gets it more than the ladies do. Nikki, unfortunately, I hate that you're lumped in with these two knucklehead losers who are horrible at all of this. After, you know, I will turn on you in an instant, as I have, okay? Clearly, Jeremy has it figured out. You just keep doing what you're doing and dominating, and then we will keep attacking Keto Cookie Dough and Saquon Barkley. David says, if it's in a box, it's probably not food. All right.
Keto cookie dough's delicious. I ate the whole box. I can't believe I gained weight.
I better have a come to Jesus and lecture myself and send a long, boring email about how fucked up I am. Hey! Jesus Christ. If I get one more fucking Bible-length book about all the fuck-ups, I'm going to throw up. Maureen says, I may have to throw my fat ass into the ring of fat-a-thon to try to help the women's team. The women have no chance against Jeremy. He's a fucking machine. Holy shit. Don't let me down, Jeremy. I need you to keep proving that guys are better than women at everything, and there's reasons why we'll always make more money than them. That's why these losers are all poor and they rely on dudes to survive. Fuck. I'm so dead. Please don't tell Pooh Bear about these bad jokes. Come on now. You can't take it seriously. You cannot. All right. Moving on. Let's see. What are we going to look at? Oh, God, you're going to love this. This is a clip that I saw. You've got hillbillies are cheering on the guy who's running from the cops. Internet Hall of Fame. He's ripping down the road on a motorcycle. The cops are following dude, but they're far enough away that they can't really catch up with him. You know? Oh, shit. Maybe we won't have Internet Hall of Famer. I think I just fucked some shit up here. Mm-hmm. All right, never mind. Lack of preparation is hurting your old pal EZ today, but that's okay. Let's see. Where are we going to go now? Okay. This farmer, this is a guy who has all of his flock has died from the bird flu. You know, all the prices of the eggs are going way up. And now everybody's saying that it's Trump's fault, that the cost of eggs going up is Trump's fault. That is not true. It's because all the chickens are dead. So the cost of the eggs goes up. And now this dude who has this guy you're about to see, he wakes up every day and he kills his chickens.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Like it used to be, he would wake up, he would get the eggs, and then he'd sell the eggs, and then he would get laid, and then he would count money. That's his business. Now he wakes up, and he kills all his chickens, and then he cries. That's what's happening because there's that bird flu that's going through the flocks. And when you find that there's bird flu on the flock, you have to kill them all. Which, if you live where I live, you don't have to drive very far before you see these enormous structures with fans on the end of them. They look like barns, but they're about the size of a football field. And there's usually about 10 of them in a row. And there's usually about 400,000 or 500,000 chickens in each one of those. So they're all in there, laying the eggs. And then the fan keeps blowing because all of the waste from the chickens, there is an enormous amount of deadly chemicals that from the chicken urine and the feces and whatnot and the heat. You get that many there in a room like that. And this is bad. So they have to have these enormous fans sucking fresh air in and goes across the football field of chickens and out the other end. Side note, we were going to do a Joe stunt where Joe has to, it was called Chicken Touchdown. And Joe was going to field a fucking kickoff in one of those structures. And we had to work, we had to call a lot of chicken farmers, but we had one guy who was going to do this. All right, you catch the fucking pass, and then you run the length of the chickens, which would have meant he was going to be stepping on chickens. And this is before we gave a shit about PETA. So it was going to go. Like, we had it all planned out. Joe fields the kickoff, and then it's chicken run, the length of the field, cameras everywhere. And then we decided at the last minute that it was going to blow up in our face, and we got scared, and we pulled the plug on it. Probably the best idea right there was that, but just envisioning it is fun enough, in my opinion, of this is before everything got weird with Joe, of him running through 200,000 or 300,000, 300,000 or 400,000 chickens at one time with a fucking football on and pads and the helmet. Oh, my God. Anyway. When you want to kill the chickens, you shut off the fucking fans. And in seconds, it starts to get really hot and really noxious. And I think they pump in some type of poison. If you're anywhere near that facility, you're going to hear 400,000. It's like that scene from Star Wars when they blew up Alderaan. And then Ben Kenobi's like,
I feel like a million voices just screamed out. And we're immediately silenced.
That's what happens. You hear, rah, rah, rah. They all die. It's horrible. And then they have to bury them. So that's what they do. There's a guy who has to go in with a fucking big fucking bulldozer. And his job is to, they open up the doors. He starts on one end and he bulldozes chickens out, puts them in the ground. And that's the end of the chickens. Meanwhile, the price of the eggs, up, 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 up. One guy has suggested the chickens need a vaccine. They need the bird flu vaccine. Now, the first thing I thought of was anybody who is a chicken farmer, A, loves Trump, B, does not believe that COVID existed, C, sure as fuck doesn't believe that that vaccine was anything more than mind control. And also sure as fuck, there's no way they put it into their bodies. I'm wondering if these assholes are going to say like, yeah, that vaccine's a good idea. Or are they going to be assholes about that vaccine? But this guy says, we absolutely need a chicken bird flu vaccine. You better get on it ASAP. Let's hear what this guy says.
Michigan egg producer is calling for the vaccination of egg-laying hens to protect against the bird flu. When it's detected, farms are told to kill their entire flock to get rid of the disease, but that disrupts supply and raises the cost of eggs.
Our industry's lost almost 150 million hens.
Greg Herbruck, the CEO of Herbruck's Poultry Ranch, says that he knows firsthand the damage the virus can do. The bird flu ravaged the company's farms, forcing him to cull his entire supply last year.
Last April, we got firsthand experience when one of our flocks at one of our farms showed high mortality over very short, in just a day. And when we took it to MSU lab to get tested, it came back positive for the bird flu virus.
The egg industry has been battling bird flu since the outbreaks began in 20.
Pooh Bear just paid, because I usually buy 2 dozen at a time. Like it's one container with 2 dozen in it. It was $14 for those fucking eggs.
22. It marks the fourth year now that the virus has crippled farmers. When detected, farms are instructed to kill their entire flock to eradicate the disease. And that significantly disrupts supply. And
there's no way I would do that. I would just say, I didn't see it. And just don't say anything.
raises the cost of eggs.
There's a lot of empty chicken houses right now that had sick chickens in them, and that's what's impacting short supply of eggs.
Herbrook says that it's time Washington addressed the safety of the nation's egg supply by allowing a vaccine already on the market.
We vaccinate our hens for a lot of things. We just want another tool for
this. How'd you like to be the guy at the poultry farm where he says to the guy, hey, yeah, a little bit different today on the workload. I'm going to have you vaccinate all 8 billion birds today.
This virus that is being made available to other countries.
According to the CDC, the virus has now been shown to infect mammals. In March of last year, the virus was first detected in cows and has since infected over 900 dairy herds across 16 states. Shit. The agency last month reported 66 confirmed human cases of bird flu. Okay. That includes one fatality.
Our goal is to just get back to normal. We want to take care of our hens, protect them, and supply eggs to great customers.
Okay. And also, I mean, not many people have been affected, but I don't think we need to go ahead and look back. And Chris writes, chicken vax, too confusing, too extreme. You know, I mean, these types of things mutate. I don't, Yoda World says, I don't get it. Can't he do that on his own without a mandate? I think he's thinking big picture. That it should be industry-wide to eradicate it, I guess, is what he's thinking. Donut Dan says, just put masks on the chickens and that will be 100% effective. Bob says, keep them 6 feet apart or a plexiglass panel between them. Okay. Now, I also heard that two cats were affected. Like, you know, every poultry farm, they're going to have cats. A couple of the cats got it, and they died. There's no real getting over it, it seems, for these animals. Once they get it, they're going to die or be killed. I'm curious, though, how it affects humans. We don't know anything. And this has taken a long time, years, for us to finally start saying, hey, I think this is, I just don't want to be left with our holding our dicks in our hands again, you know? And what if there's some easy mutation, you know, on the molecular level with these things, that all of a sudden there's a guy named Jethro who handles the chicken, and then he's got it, and it's a super contagious strain, and everybody on the farm's dead in a day. Everybody in the community's dead in a day and a half, and it makes COVID look like a picnic. That has to be on your mind. Has it only been a handful of years? It's only been a handful of years. I don't want anybody to lose sight of what could doom us potentially. My God, I think we got off easy on the last one. I think that was actually a walk in the park compared to, like, the one that happened 100 years ago. What was that called? The Spanish flu? Or how about, like, plague? Where, like, half of Europe dead. I don't know, man. I think we got to be careful about this shit. A little bit more about Steve Smith. The NFL player who looks like old school baby Godzilla. We talked about this on the Patreon yesterday. This guy was a legendary football player for the Carolina Panthers and the Baltimore Ravens for the last couple of years of his career. Then he's gone on to work as a broadcaster. Everybody loves him because he's like a tough talker. And well, there was some dude in Baltimore whose wife is in the marching band of the Baltimore Ravens. They actually have locals who are a band. And Steve Smith allegedly is having sex with one of the members of the band. And that chick is married. By the way, I think I owe you a little bit more reference on the Baby Godzilla thing. About Steve Smith. I'll give you some specifics about what I mean by that. Okay, here's Steve Smith. And here's Baby Godzilla. There you go. Not that one. This one right here with the bald head. That to me looks like Steve Smith. Well, anyway, before somebody thinks that racist, that is racist, I'll get rid of that. Chris says, did you see the picture of what the lady looks like? Yeah, I did. I'm going to share that here. Because everybody's like beating Steve Smith up, saying, why are you porking a bow wow? This is the chick, two images. Now, I don't think she's a bow wow. I think she's attractive. She looks like a mommy. So I don't see the problem. I don't see what's such. As the suggestion being that he being as wealthy as he is, he should be able to pull a higher level of tail. I don't know. I mean, she's got a on the right. She looks super cute for a guy like me, an old white guy. But there's a lot of people that are saying that she's ugly as fuck. That's what Chris is referencing there. Donut Dan throws out, what instrument does she play? Skin flute. Jeremy says, I'd smash. Chris says, attractive enough to ruin your life, LOL. I don't know, man. Anyway, the husband, he finds out about it. He screenshots the nasty text exchanges between this chick and Steve Smith. And then he calls Steve Smith and has a recorded phone call. Says, Steve, yeah, you're fucking my wife. And he goes, what do you have to say for yourself? And Steve Smith, who it's allegedly Steve Smith, says, sorry. And then that's all he said. He goes, sorry. That account vanished. And nothing's been heard of since then on this deal. Not a thing. Some have suggested that if it can't be proven that Steve Smith did that, or it could be looked at as defamation, the dude could sue, I guess. Steve Smith could sue the dude. I don't know, man. It's been real quiet. But I bring this up because enter Craig Reynolds from the Detroit Lions. Craig Reynolds is a backup running back for the Lions. And Craig Reynolds went ahead and posted this to X. He's like, I guess it's supportive. There's Craig Reynolds' account, and he posted Steve Smith's jersey as if that's my guy, Steve Smith. Now, I think that's pretty early to jump on board. I think you might want to wait on that. Unless if, like, he didn't do it or you know something. I mean, I don't know. I just kind of wouldn't say anything at this point until you know what's going on. Let's just say everything is true. Then you got Steve Smith porking some local mom, some local housewife who is in the marching band, and it's a homewrecker, right? It also should be pointed out that when husband of local mom in the marching band was getting porked, allegedly by Steve Smith, the guy tagged Antonio Brown and Yeti Coolers. Chris says, I don't know why he tagged Antonio Brown and Yeti Coolers. Maybe there's a beef between AB and Steve Smith Sr. I don't know. Or maybe he's saying, look, you should do this. As for Yeti Coolers, he probably has some type of dealio arranged with Yeti Coolers. I have something to share with you that I saw on Reddit. One of you caught wind of it and made a comment. I'm not sure who Venga A. Chris is on Reddit, but I've seen you before in my subreddit. It's probably one of you. I think it's a regular. I always forget. But I was in a another subreddit for the community of Grand Rapids. And you see various, oh, this restaurant's closing, or hey, this is happening in Grand Rapids. I look at it, one of my go-to spots to read when I'm bored. Chris says, it's me. Okay, fantastic. Because Chris wrote 10 out of 10 to a joke that I wrote. It reads, someone wrote on the Grand Rapids chat. I saw a body getting loaded into an ambulance today off MLK. I searched Grand Rapids Police Department response logs and only found an entry for armed robbery that matches the location and time range. Nothing on the news. Anyone know what happened? Edit. It all just struck me as odd. I was following behind a cop for a good minute, going the speed limit, and then when they turned down to MLK, I saw a body being carted out of a home. No one seemed to be in a rush at all. No lights on, etc. So if it was an armed robbery, what happened? I wrote, is he okay? Chris writes, so deadpan, LOL. There has to be someone in that thread that thinks you're serious. There were no comments, but 9 people gave me an upvote, and I think you were one of them. And I just gave you one. Now, this is low-hanging fruit, because unfortunately, there is a headline that says, saw a dead person today. So it kind of fucks it up, but not exactly. The point is, I'm trying to get somebody to say, he's dead! Don't you have a soul? But I have yet to get that. All right. Patrick is here with laughy emojis. Earlier, Patrick was checking in, trying to get something going with our pal Tophus, who I don't know if Tophus was even here today. They had been going at it yesterday for some reason. And I'm not sure what the hell happened. But Tophus has a tendency to when, like, things get, like, nutty on here. Like, you can tell it's getting nutty because he'll make 8,000 comments in a row. And they're all, like, wild. Crazy shit. You can tell he's just hitting the fucking keyboard so hard. He's just rage typing. And then typically, he'll take a few days off and then like, I won't be back. And then he's back. Yeah, hey, what's going on? Fuck you. All right. Thank you, as always, to my sponsors. The Grand Rapids Gold on Friday night. First of all, there's a game tonight you can go to, grandrapidsgold.com. Patrick Doyle was there at the game the other night. And there's a guy on the other team named Judah Mintz. And Patrick said, you got to call that guy Junior Mintz on the PA. So he scored like a ton of buckets. And we played that team yesterday too. So for the rest of that game and all of yesterday's game, I was referring to him on the PA as Junior Mintz. And fuck. Everybody got a kick out of that. Thank you to Patrick Doyle for going to the game and giving me that joke. So simple. Anyway, I'll be there tonight, probably getting tickled by that short, fat Chicano rapist guy with a handlebar mustache. And I want you to be there, too. There's a game tonight. You can go to NBAGrandRapids.com or GrandRapidsGold.com. That's even easier, just to go to GrandRapidsGold.com. It takes you right to the site. I'll make sure I got that. That's not right. NBA Grand Rapids. They should have it as GrandRapidsGold.com. NBAGrandRapids.com. I've been saying it wrong for a while. Anyway, go to NBAGrandRapids.com and buy your tickets. And then for the Friday game, it is Flint Tropics night, ladies and gentlemen. Included in that is a rematch between Jackie Moon and a bear. We will be having Jackie Moon wrestle a bear for Flint Tropics Night going on Friday. Everybody there has to dress in 70s gear. I will be in full 70s gear. I hope to dress like either a member of Crosby, Stills, and Nash or a pimp. So I'm either going to go to Captain Bizarro's and get some 70s clothes, or if that place... Flashback on Leonard is still open. All right. NBAGrandRapids.com for tickets to the Grand Rapids Gold game. Buy now, refinance later with the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. 231-332-6505. That's 231-332-6505. You can call from any state in America. Reach out. Mario, EZ said to call on you for a mortgage. Buy it now. Buy the house now. Refinance a mortgage later. Get pre-approved today at 231-332-6505. When it comes to cannabis, the Green Medicine Shop is where you need to go. They're in Greenville, Michigan. You could go to any shop. You probably already got one, all you potheads. But I want you to go to Green Medicine Shop because that's my sponsor. Go to their website, thegreenmedicineshop.com, for their up-to-date dope deals for the next week. New dope deals every week at Green Medicine Shop. 21 and up, recreational cannabis, 18 and up with Med Card. You can get the Med Card on their website, thegreenmedicineshop.com. The asshole of the day today is brought to you by TC Paintball. Online at tcpaintball.com. Your asshole is Amanda for continually trying to convince me that the way to weight loss is by eating 500 boxes of keto cookie dough and generally being stupid about this whole goddamn process. And Rebecca's right up there with her. All right. Jeremy said it's got to be Darla. No, 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 no. She couldn't help it. The poor thing was telling me she had to go. No, no, no. If anything, I should be the asshole of the day for that. Only a fucking asshole like Stu McAllister would be mad at his dog for peeing in the house. That's what makes me a superior pet owner. All right. I'll talk to you folks on the Patreon. I'll talk to you on who are these broadcasters. Molly says, easy asshole today for telling me not to blame him. Whatever. Oh, no, it's Molly for what? The FCC's canceled? Oh, my God. What the fuck is wrong with you? God. That's it. That is it. I'm not doing the podcast anymore. This free podcast is done. I'll talk to you later on with the Patreon. Have a good one, folks. Thank you and bye-bye.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.